Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It will continue. That's right after our conversation about rugby, right? Which is, I mean, it's huge. That mix, by the way, is dedicated to DJ Droopy and made by DJ Chinchilla. DJ Droopy will be in studio after 9 as we celebrate the man, the legend, the myth, okay? It's 8:38. It's World Cup final time. And yes, we are looking at the Springbokke versus the All Blacks. Abdi Joe Blom, who has walked this whole World Cup road with us as sharing analysis, is going to share his analysis one more time.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. Yeah, the World Cup final is tomorrow night, and it is a dream final for every rugby lover because it is South Africa, the current champions, and they will be playing against the New Zealand All Blacks. Both these teams have won the World Cup 3 times, and it will be New Zealand's 5th time they will play in a World Cup final, and it will be South Africa's 4th time. South Africa has never lost a World Cup final. They've played 3, won 3, New Zealand played 4, and they lost 1 final. And that 1 final, they lost against South Africa, the only time they've met before World Cup final, and that was won by South Africa. This is the 2nd time the 2 teams will meet in a World Cup final. So South Africa leading that one by 1-0. The teams have met previously. They've met 5 times in a World Cup game, and New Zealand have won 3 of those meetings, and South Africa has won 1. I think South Africa has won the 1995 World Cup game, their first ever World Cup. They've won that one against New Zealand. And then after that one, they've won the 3rd place playoff also against New Zealand. From there on, New Zealand, they've beat them ever since at every meeting they had at the World Cup. The one was a group game, other one was a quarter-final, and the other one was a semi-final. Those ones out, New Zealand were victorious. But looking at the teams, NSK Shaquan, once again, South Africa opted for the 7-1 split on the bench.
So-called
regular
squad
starters in the World Cup, like Mani Lubbock, Jaco Reinach, they were even starting the semi-final and the quarter-final. Those two guys lost their places in the starting lineup. A guy like Vincent Koch did not make the team. And
that is incredible, really.
The nuclear squad, as they are known in the 7-1 split, there will only be one backline player, and that one is Willie Leroux. Looking at the forwards, you have guys like Ox, Trevor and Kani, Ergie Sneeman. You have those guys coming on in the nuclear squad. And I think Jack Nabo, the coach of South Africa, he said in his pre-match interview, he said the reason why he chose the guys, there's a lot of consistency in his squad. That's why a guy like Mani Lubbock lost out a place to Andre Pollard, purely because of consistency. And interesting fact also, the reserve scrum half, if anything happens to Faf du Plessis, if anything happens to Faf de Klerk tomorrow evening, the reserve scrum half will be Cheslin Kolbe, purely because of his sevens skills. And then I just want to give credit, NSK Shaquan, to the South African box coach, Dan Yiman, because that guy, very, very few people know him, but he's done a phenomenal job with the South African scrum. I think that is the best currently in the world.
Yeah.
Those guys are ruthless, no matter who they come up against. And I think that will be the go-to for South Africa tomorrow evening. They will look to secure their set pieces, like their scrums, their lineouts. That will be their main focus points. They will try to slow down the game, because what will happen, South Africa will play with their big, strong forwards, and New Zealand will try to counter them with the skill of their backhand players. So New Zealand having one of the top, not one, the top scorer in their midst, Will Jordan. He has top tries. He's one of the top try scorers ever in a World Cup. He's got 8 tries.
But that's because of the Italy win and the Namibia win.
And the other top try scorer in the World Cup, Brian Habana. So will Jordan need one more try to overtake those two legends, and he will be the top try scorer ever in World Cup history. So New Zealand will not be a pushover, because looking at what they have Adi Savea as eight on the eight man. They have the three Barrett brothers that that will really, really be a nuisance for the South Africans to contain. And then the most experienced Sam Whitelock, and then you have on coming from the bench, and then you will have also a very, very experienced, exciting player for me, one of the prospects for the future, Damian McKenzie. Like I just mentioned, the All Blacks will heavily, heavily rely on their skill. They also have their fly-off Mark. I think Mark will also Mark, he was suspended for the quarterfinals, and he was back last week against Argentina, and we could see the strength of that guy. He was a top performer for New Zealand in that game. So NSK Shekwan, I think these two teams, they are not the best in the world for nothing. Man on man, they are very, very good against each other. But I think South Africa will just clip this one. I'm swinging it in the favor of the Springboks, purely because of the nuclear squad that will bring a new dimension to the game once those guys come onto the field. And we've seen the last time these two guys met this year was at Twickenham. And that nuclear squad, when they came on, they destroyed
New Zealand.
And I think that was what Coach Rassie and Jacques Nienaber were trying to achieve with the selection of this team. They are going to try and win the game up front and try to starve the New Zealand backs from getting too much ball on the front.
Because they are very skillful.
But for me, NSK Shekwan, the biggest game on the global stage for the next 4 years will be tomorrow night's World Cup final. And I will give that one. It will be close. It will be close, but I'm going to give it to the Springboks. I think they will have their second consecutive World Cup, and they will have the record with 4 wins from the 3 of New Zealand.
Thank you so much, Joe Plum. Really appreciate the expert analysis. My goodness, so much from that voice note. But you know what? We will podcast this. It will be up on our website in the next 30 minutes or so. And you're going to go listen to it again and just rerun those facts that Joe Plum shared. South Africa, New Zealand, where do you stand? Send us that voice note, 083-000-1029.
Salute! Ekhatan, cover me!
Watch out! Sniper on you!
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.